Mom, have you seen my baseball mitt?
No, dear, I haven't.
Well, somebody took it.
When would I have time to play baseball?
Well, it was around here someplace.
Mother, did I
tell you? I'm late, dear.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that...
Could you tell me later, dear? I'm in a rush.
Sure, Mother.
Oh, dear. Hi, Iris. Oh, look, I'm just ready.
I know. You're busy. So am I. I shouldn't even be here. It'll just take a minute. I've got to talk to someone.
Oh, Donna. I've had it. I have. Definitely, finally, and completely had it.
Had what? Iris,
oh,
I'm
my late. Mother. My sainted mother. The annual visitation.
You wouldn't believe it before she was in the door checking up on me. I mean, as it's my house. I mean, as if I like it dusty. And Jack, what does Jack do? He suddenly discovers he has to leave on a business trip. Mighty funny coincidence, if you ask me. I mean, as every time my mother comes, he has business out of town. Don't get me wrong, Donna. I love my mother. Just that she's never gotten accustomed to the idea that I'm a big girl now. I don't need her to run my house.
Iris, I know you'll understand. I'd love to ask you to stay, but
oh,
I
no,
really
don't.
Have
no,
to
I
go.
Couldn't possibly. Ooh, men can be so impossible. Only yesterday morning, he looked at me, and right out of the blue, you know what he said? He said, why don't you do something about yourself?
No.
Well, I said, that's a nice remark to start the day with. I didn't say anything else, but I thought to myself, well, I fix you. So we're sitting there staring daggers over our grapefruit, and, you know, I got to thinking about this article I read in a beauty shop by some psychologist, famous, I suppose. They all are. Oh, anyway, oh, am I keeping you down?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Father, is this a new coat?
Oh, yes, I picked it up at Marlowe's. Ask me, do you like it?
Beautiful.
Oh,
well, anyway,
dear.
This article, it kind of rang a bell. You know what it said? You know what it said? It says it's up to the wife to keep the marriage going. It's up to her to keep herself exciting and mysterious and full of surprises, like when her husband was first courting her. I mean, a man likes a little change now and then.
Oh,
it's all very well for psychologists, but how are you going to do it with a fellow like Jack? I mean, does he never even notice if you're dead or alive, even? I mean, take a blockbuster to wake him up. Oh, mercy.
Well, Alex always notices.
Oh, you lucky you.
He's very perceptive.
Did you ever? Jack, he knows there's a new scratch on the car.
You know, I changed my perfume last month, and Alex picked up the scent like a bird dog.
Well, you hold on to him.
Oh, Alex, dear?
Yes, dear?
You've never seen this coat.
Oh, hello, Iris.
Alex, how are you?
Fine. What is it, dear?
Hi.
Hi.
Well?
Well?
Oh, well, it's tough teasing.
Oh, you moved the piano.
Excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, me too.
Well, what did I do?
Nothing that any normal husband wouldn't do.
Jeff, would you turn off the television, please?
But Dad's watching.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not really watching. I'm just too lazy to get up and turn it on.
Okay.
Jeff, help your sister set the table, please.
It's all set.
Well, then find something else to help her with.
Okay.
How was your day, dear?
Oh, as usual. How was yours?
Oh, about as usual. I thought you had a problem or something.
No, no, no problems.
Oh, good. Yeah. Ooh. Sorry, a little sleepy somehow. Oh, by the way, darling, I talked to Dr. Steinhaus today.
Oh, really? How is he?
Oh, he's fine. I think I will go to that medical convention.
I thought you decided not to go.
Well, Steinhaus thinks I should. He thinks my paper will get more attention that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't suppose Dr. Steinhaus is taking his wife either.
No, honey. This is just going to be a short session. I'll leave tomorrow and I'll be back the next day. Strictly medical, strictly business. You wouldn't be interested.
Yes, well, I know all about these conventions.
Oh, darling, if you don't want me to go...
Oh, don't let me stand in your way. I think you should go to your convention. As a matter of fact, I think married couples should spend a little time apart from each other. It makes them appreciate each other more, don't you think?
Now, darling, this has nothing to do with marriage. It's nothing to do with being apart. This trip is part of my job. I'll be working.
Of course. That's why I insist that you go. You must go.
Oh. I'm glad you understand.
Of course I understand. Taxi's waiting.
A cab driver to keep his shirt on. Just once I would like to leave on a trip, relaxed, casual. I hope I have everything.
You have, darling. I packed your handkerchief, socks, robe, slippers, and 3 clean shirts.
Thank you, honey.
Yes. Oh, honey, you forgot something.
Oh.
Have a good time, honey.
How come we in the kitchen?
Well, it's easier.
Mm. How come we're here so early?
Well, I just wanted to get it over, I guess.
Mm. What's that?
Oh, eat it and stop asking questions.
Boy, things sure go to pot around here whenever Dad's away. Nothing but leftovers. Anybody know any funny stories?
I'll get that.
Well, it's quiet around here.
It was, till you started eating.
Oh, Iris. Is anyone around?
Well, no, just the children, and they're eating dinner. Come on in.
Alex.
No, he's out of town. And I'm bored to death.
Oh, he's out of town, you say?
He's gone to medical convention.
Oh, your mother
isn't visiting. Well, my dear, prepare yourself for a shock.
Oh? Your chum has gone and done it.
Done what?
Jack doesn't even know about it yet, but wait till he comes home. Oh. He stands back. I warned him, but this he never expected. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You don't like it. Well, say something. I mean, is tell me.
Well, I
tell me you like it.
Iris, it is. Well, it's just dazzling. You look like an entirely different person. Oh, I wonder what Jack will say.
I'd like to hear him say anything. I'd like to hear him just open his mouth. As a matter of fact, he should love it. He always did have an eye for raven-haired beauties. Maybe he'll start to show a little interest in me for a change. Donna, you do like it.
Oh, it's very effective. It just, you know, takes a little getting used to. I still think of you as...
I know. I'm sick of people thinking of me. This could change my whole life, you know what I mean? Even on the way home from the beauty shop, I noticed men turned to look at me.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Well, it's true. I stopped at the butcher shop for a pound of hamburger. I never got such service in my life. They gave me ground round with parsley. Oh.
No, absolutely not.
Now, wait a minute. How long have you worn your hair that
Iris.
Way? I mean, as it's becoming and all that, but there is a limit.
Iris, you're just trying to get me into trouble.
Now, just a little rinse. Something to give it a little life.
A rinse? You think so? Oh, no, I couldn't. Alex would have a fit.
How do you know?
Well, he likes my hair the way it is. He's always said
you
so.
You sure he might not like it even better with it some other way?
Oh, well, maybe, but... Well, this is the way he married me.
How many years ago? I'm telling you, Donna, that's what's wrong. You're in a rut.
Now, I'm not aware that there's anything wrong.
Oh, you never are, but remember, men like a change. They like surprises. And this is a perfect chance while Alex is away.
Oh, Iris, I'm not the type.
Oh, who says you have to be a type? Be yourself. Or be somebody else. Look at me. Look what it's done for me. Men turn to look at me. I feel more confident. That's what you need, Donna, more confidence.
Yes, well, that's true.
More confidence and more daring. You know what it comes down to? One simple question. Do you want to be ordinary or extraordinary? A bird of paradise or a pigeon?
Sure seems strange with Daddy away, doesn't it?
I hate it.
When's he coming home?
I don't know. Whenever the convention is over, I guess.
You know something?
Hmm.
I'm tired of the way I look.
I know, I get that way too.
Especially my hair.
Why don't you do something? Cut it all off or something.
Oh, well, I don't want to go that far.
No, I mean, a real change. Why don't you pile it all on top of your head? I know. It's something Italian, like they're showing in all the magazines. Mama, sit down.
No.
Just like this. Look.
Oh, no, honey. I
can part it in the middle and... Mother!
What?
You have a gray hair.
Where?
Right there.
No, honey, that's not gray. That's white. I've had it since I was 16.
You never mentioned it before.
I never had any reason to bring it up.
Let me get it out.
No, don't pull it out.
Why not?
Because the tool will grow back in its place.
Oh, Mother, it is white. Completely white.
Mary, do you mind?
Does Daddy know?
Know what?
About your white hair.
Well, how should I know? I've never had an occasion to discuss it with him. Well, I guess I'll go to bed.
Boy, if that white hair was mine, I'd pull it out before I started looking like Whistler's mother.
Good night, Mary.
Before you do a thing, I want to have a little talk with you, heart to heart.
Have we a problem?
Yes. I need some advice from you, and, well, I didn't sleep a wink last night, and I just hope that you'll be frank with me. Now, do you think I should do something to my hair?
What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't want to go as far as Iris, Mrs. Kepler, although hers looks lovely on her. But I was just wondering if maybe, well, if my hair were just a tiny bit lighter, you know, nothing drastic or noticeable, but something a little bit different somehow.
Well, I haven't wanted to say anything, Donna, but I definitely feel that you're due for a change.
You do. You don't think it would be a mistake?
A mistake? You'll be a new you.
Not too new.
If you're looking for something different, have you seen my wife since I did her hair?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, she brought in our Weimar on her as a color sample. That's our dog. I matched it perfectly. It came out the most perfect shade of liver.
Liver is my color. Eric, my husband is very conservative, and you...
Shop rule number one, don't worry about your husband.
Eric, all I had in mind was just a little highlight, you know, the slightest touch.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh! if I told you.
What do you mean? Wait, wait.
It's better that you don't.
Yeah, well, now, this is so final. Let's talk this over.
Mrs. Stone, are we going to do the hair, or aren't we? Now, Donna, sit down. Close your eyes. Shop rule two. Think beautiful thoughts.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, dear?
Mrs. Moody called.
Tell me later.
There's a mother's club meeting.
Yes, dear, I did. Mary, come here a minute, please.
Yes, Mother.
Come in, dear. Sit down, Mary. I think you're old enough to understand. You know, when you go on year after year looking just the same, occasionally you have to make a change. And,
Mother! It doesn't even look like you.
What do you think? Is it awful?
Oh, no. No, you... Well, you just took me by surprise, that's all. I like it. It's not bad, really.
Well, what do you think Daddy will say, huh?
Oh, well, you know Daddy. Turn around. No, it's all right. Of course, I never imagined... Really, Mother, you of all people.
Well, neither did I. I almost died when I saw what that hairdresser had done. You know, I told him just a light rinse, kind of thing.
Mom!
Hey, Mom, did you... What happened to your hair?
Nothing happened. Don't you knock before you come into my room?
I sure hope you're not going to wear your hair like that at the Mother's Club meeting.
Jeff, will you get out of here and not come back?
Well, what's going on?
Mother, he's such a child.
Oh, I wonder if that's your father.
Mother, Daddy wouldn't ring the doorbell.
Well, whoever it is, I'm not home. I don't want to see anybody.
Yes, sir.
Iris, come on up, dear.
Well, my dear, guess what I've just been through. I get home, and who do I find there? His Royal Highness. Oh, when do we eat? Back from his trip in a perfectly foul mood. He and my mother not even speaking to each other and doing it at the top of their lungs. Well, he takes one look at me with my new hair, tells me I look like a witch. Well, I mean, I just went to pieces. I was so mad. I told him, I said, you can just get your own meals from now on. I said, I worked my fingers to the last bone for you. I said, I'm not setting foot in this house again, or you apologize. I mean it. Boy, a woman spends a whole day in a beauty shop, goes through untold misery just so she can be a little bit attractive, and he tells her she looks like a witch.
You did it. Oh, it's fabulous.
But boy, I'm not spending one other night under the same roof with that man until he apologizes.
Mom, Dad's home.
What? Excuse me. What is it, dear?
I said Dad's home. He's getting out of a taxi.
Alex is home. Oh, quick, go look out the window. See what he's doing. Find out if I have time to get out the back way.
What for?
Can you see him? Go, can you see him?
He's paying the driver.
Good.
Jeff? Jeff? Jeff, do you hear me? Don't tell Daddy about my hair. I want to surprise him.
You'll surprise him, all right.
And don't tell him I'm here. Pretend I've gone out someplace. Do you understand?
Okay.
You too, Mary, please.
Yes, Mother?
Jeff, Mother says not to tell Dad.
I know. I heard her.
All right. Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hiya, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi, Dad. Welcome home.
Thank you.
What's the matter?
And the door's locked, huh? I didn't carry my key. Oh,
well, let's go through the kitchen.
Good idea.
How did you two get...
Uh-oh, well.
What am I going to do if I go down the stairs? He'll see me.
What about the back stairs?
Oh, there isn't a back stairs.
Out the window, down the trellis.
Oh, there's no trellis! Oh, I wish we never bought this house. Iris, go talk to him. Yes, talk to him. And distract him.
Yeah. Dad, did you make a big hit at the convention?
Well, Jeff, I didn't go there with a nightclub act.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your mother?
Who?
Your mother. You remember your mother.
Oh, Mom, yeah, sure, of course. She went out someplace.
Oh.
Where?
The Mother's Club called.
That's right, the Mother's Club, that's what, yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and unpack.
You won't find her up there.
Listen to me. All I'm asking is that you go downstairs and make conversation with him. Alex.
Iris?
Of all people. I thought you were away on a trip.
I was. Now I'm back. Where'd Donna go?
Oh, you know something funny? I was just looking for her, too. We just missed her. She'll be right back.
Oh.
Oh, I'm just dying to hear about the trip.
Do you mind if I unpack first?
Medical conventions just fascinate me. Beauty parlor. What for? Call Eric and tell him I have to have an appointment. Tell him that I'm coming right down whether I have an appointment or not. He's got to get me back to normal. But what if Alex? Well, what's he doing? Is he watching? His back is turned. Scoot. Do I look all right?
Oh, you look the way you always did. Well, my dear, it's all straightened out. John took back every single word. Who? John, Jack. Oh, he's sweet as a lamb about it. And Donna, he likes my hair. He's wild about it. He's taking me out to dinner. Says he wants to show me off.
Really?
Oh, I have to run. Ooh! He's really on his horse today. Have fun, dear.
Hmm. Say, what have you been doing all afternoon?
Me? Doing? What I do every afternoon. Oh, honey, I'm so glad you're home.
Well, anything happened while I was gone?
Oh, nothing. How was your trip, dear?
Oh, pretty much like all trips. Glad to be home. You know, Iris is looking awfully well.
Yes, I guess she is.
I've never seen her look better, as a matter of fact. What's she done to herself?
Well, you must know she's changed the color of her hair.
Oh, yeah, but what else has she done? Well, she looks 10 years younger.
You think so?
Yeah, she acts it, too. I've never seen her so full of beans. Darling, why don't you...
Why don't I what?
Nothing. You look fine. Just fine. I was just wondering.
Wondering what?
Well, how you'd look if you did your hair differently.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.